I'm pretty excited to be able to have these two men in the studio at the same time. I'm going to go from right to left. Mike Absher is joining me this morning. Well, it's my right.
Okay.
Mike's going, who's Mike Absher, mayor of Marion?
Good
First
morning.
Off, it's good to see you again. And Mike Henry, the mayor of Carbondale. It's
good
to have
morning,
you in the
Tom.
Studio this morning, Mike.
Glad to be here.
You know, and I saw this on Facebook, and a number of people had also already kind of said, you've got to have these two guys in the studio together. So I'm really glad you were saying yes. What I saw was a picture of the two of you together posted on a Facebook page, City of Carbondale government. This is a big deal. Leaders from Carbondale and Marion met today to discuss working together to bring people to Southern Illinois. A really good cause, number one.
Well, absolutely. You know, we need to, first and foremost, we need to heal a relationship a little bit between Carbondale and Murfreesboro. And get together, and Mayor Absher is on. We're both on the same page on this, on working together and grow our region.
You know, Mike, it's interesting. Mike Absher joining us this morning. Mike,
you're just going to have to say both.
I know
names,
I am
right?
going to have to. And you roll back the clock, roll it back to a time when each of a number of small towns across Southern Illinois were making videotapes to send to Springfield so they could get a prison. I think it typified the competitive nature that I got something that you got something and I didn't, that it was bad for my town. And regionality is a reasonably new thing in Southern Illinois. I mean, when Brad Cole, mayor of Carbondale at the time, and Mayor Butler had lunch together, the Southern put it on the front page.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Literally front page news.
Well, there is a perception, if it's not a reality, there's certainly a perception out there that there was animosity or some sort of a bad relationship specifically between Carbondale and Marion. And thankfully, at least from my perspective, neither I or Mayor Henry was any, if that were the case, and I'm not convinced that it was actually the case, but if it were the case, we certainly weren't there at the time. And so he and I had the opportunity. He was gracious enough to speak with me one-on-one before I ran for this office, and I wanted to get his advice. And so that relationship kind of started there a little bit. And then, of course, after the election, we started talking just a little bit more. And this is kind of the result of that, is to have a little bit more formality to it in terms of getting a few more people within our cities involved. And at the end of the any conversation, it has to be apparent to me, and I think to Mayor Henry, and certainly to anybody else in the room, that we are simply stronger together than we possibly could be apart, and regardless of what it is that we choose to work on together in the future. So that's really where we're at in this process, I think, is just.
And what's interesting, Mike is on the air with me. He's in the studio. Mike Absher is. And we're bringing up the subject of business clothing in Carbondale. And one of the first things Mike does is says, you know, I think people are unfairly bagging on Carbondale. I mean, literally, you've got the mayor of Marion in here saying, look, this is unfair to the city of Carbondale to discuss in this context.
Mike, well, yeah, sure. Absolutely. You know, and I listen to your show every day, so I heard that show and really appreciated those comments. And, you know, it's sort of a natural chain of events. SIU's enrollment is down. That's put some pressure on them. Most of our businesses that are for sale, though, are folks that are my age and they're ready to retire, and the kids aren't interested in the business. So.
Do you think, and who wants to take this on first, do you think really that there's a background to this that we need a better appreciation of, and that is the entire environment in Illinois, the not paying the bills, the cutting back, taking more taxes, that there's a background to this that really – highlights the need. Mike Absher, I mean, what do you think? The Illinois politics and Illinois' ability to carry out government function, we kind of find ourselves increasingly on our own in some respects. And I was wondering if you think that in this context, it highlights the importance of cooperation.
Well, I think it does. And I am not one that's going to get on a bash Illinois wagon. And I want to address that briefly.
Sure.
And my perspective is different, perhaps, than someone else's. I get that, but I've got some significant business interests in Kentucky, as an example. And, you know, in Kentucky, yeah, property taxes are lower by about half, as a matter of fact. I looked at that just a month or so ago. The difference is they also charge a net profit tax to businesses that are there, both the city and the county. And in one of the counties that I do business in, they even charge an income tax to the employees that work there, a 1% income tax. When you start adding all that up, it's at least as expensive, if not more expensive, to do business down there. And I'm not bashing Kentucky either, but some of this has a matter of fact is just your perspective on it and where the money is coming from. Then you have, but regardless of that, then you have to go to the next step, which is, are they providing the same services in one state or the other? And I think that's where the shoe leather hits the pavement, so to speak. But to the latter half of your question, irrespective of what situation our state is in and politically or with this taxation, it is so clear to me. And it's not just Carbondale and Marion, incidentally. We will be having these conversations with the other mayors, not only along this corridor, but in the Southern Illinois Mayors Association. And we just needed to kind of heal this relationship first, starting with Carbondale and Marion. But we have to, just from a population base, from a taxation base, whatever it is, everybody that's south of I-64, if you will, really does, in my opinion, have to kind of band together and speak as one if we're going to have representation in this state.
Mike Henry?
I agree 100%. You know, this is what we did working on our multimodal station to try to get that for Carbondale. And we said it's not just for Carbondale, it's for the region. It's going to move people around. And this is our new station that will serve Amtrak, but also all the public transits that run back and forth between our cities here in Southern Illinois and move people around. And we got that grant, and we went to Washington, D.C. to do that. So, I haven't talked to Mayor Abshire yet, but he may want to go make our pilgrimage with us to Washington, D.C. next year when we go.
Yeah, all right. So what I'm kind of hearing when I listen to both of you, and I break it down into a Southern Illinois euphemism, is it's useless for us to go around acting like a rented mule. That if somebody else is doing something, that's theirs, that we have a responsibility, a bigger responsibility. They're going to do what we do. We've got to do what we have to do to continue on and to complain about state government is a distraction from the goal. Did I oversimplify your comments, Mayor Abshire?
I think everybody has a good and logical right to complain. I'm not trying to dissuade anyone from doing that. What I'm saying is concentrating on that without advancing some solutions is perhaps somewhat more of a waste of time.
Okay, well, that reminds me of a guy that's actually from your hometown, from Marion, I should say, the town in which you're a mayor. He wrote a book on leadership. He says and he's an Air Force pilot, and he says, when the cockpit is full of smoke, you still got to fly the plane.
That's true.
That guy did the speech for graduating SIU graduates a couple of years back in your town,
right,
Henry.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because this was posted on Facebook. And this was a comment from Rex Buddy, the CEO of SIH, talking about your efforts and new efforts in cooperation. He says, this is a very important step. For Southern Illinois to compete, we have to join forces. No single community is big enough to compete with larger cities for economic development. Southern Illinois is a great place to live. We have a beautiful environment, good schools, great health care, a major research university, and wonderful people are willing to work. Control what we can control, which is our ability to work together. I think he actually said it better than I did.
He spoke well. So Marion and Carbondale is actually part of you correct me, please, on the terminology here. Is it a micropolitan statistical area, metropolitan statistical area, MSA?
Right. Yeah, MSA.
And, you know, with that number, that population number, and the statistics that go around it census-wise is what allows you to compete, or in some cases you don't compete, for some federal and state grants. And so, you know, the federal government, the state government already kind of recognizes our population as a population center altogether. And I've always phrased it a little bit differently. If you're someone that's not from here and you get off the interstate in Marion and travel to Carbondale, I'm not sure the average person knows what town they're in at any given point. When, you know, it kind of all blends together already. And so part of what our conversation has been already and we'll continue to have is just how do we take advantage of that and market ourselves with that larger population.
And that was literally my next question. Mike Henry, what can you work on that is ideal? I mean, at this point, if you kind of maybe even a little fantasy here you want to throw in, I mean, idealism here. What are you thinking, Mike?
Well, the very first thing is finish this six lane between our two cities. We need to push and make sure that gets done, and the rest of the financing for it doesn't fall by the wayside. You know, one of Mayor Absher's favorite things is to, and mine also, is to get a flight out of Williamson County Airport to Chicago. That didn't happen this time, but we're going to keep working on that. There's a lot of things like that that for the common good of all of us down here. Mayor Absher has an interesting term he's used in our meetings, that we're kind of an oasis in Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of economic activity. If you just stand out on 13 in the middle of it, stand at Carterville and watch the traffic going back and forth between the ends of this Route 13 corridor we're talking about, Marion to Murfreesboro, it's phenomenal.
I think that's really an ideal. You know, it's interesting, Mayor Absher, I'm reading a business plan for a business in Marion, and they did this really exhaustive look at the region, the area, and population, and you see Saline County's population drop, and almost the exact same number of people moved into Marion in Williamson County. There's a consolidation going on as well. You've become a town that literally grows by double when its employees. SIU had been at one point double the capacity or population, I should say, of Carbondale. You're seeing that happen now. I think what we're talking about here is creating a critical mass of sorts.
Well, it is. Another example that I've used from my perspective is Route 13 and 57. From a business development standpoint, that is the lifeblood. Those are the arteries that bring, if you think of money as blood.
And I do.
That's what we have to figure out, how to get people off the highway, off of the interstate, into our towns. And as Mayor Henry was so aptly pointing out, that's part of this conversation. And however we go about doing that can benefit not only Carbondale and Marion, but it can benefit every town that's along this corridor. Murfreesboro to Harrisburg, really.
Well, I mean, think about that. With the artery, you graft on a four-lane highway from Murfreesboro to St. Louis. Then you think about how that stretch of highway pretty good between Murfreesboro and Carbondale. You start grafting on arteries, so you start to grow. And when you grab more blood, you have more muscle. And
that's right.
Right?
Yeah. And Mayor Stevens is all over that project.
Right.
And we're behind him on it. So, or with him on it.
Right. So, you know, I love the idea, by the way, the plane to Chicago and the trip. I'm hoping Doug Kimmel's listening this morning. But what do you think, Mayor Absher? He talked about the six lane and an airport flight to Chicago. What would be your list of, we need to do this, we can do this, even if it's a little idealistic?
Oh, well, gosh, how do I contain myself in the few moments I have? First of all, I'd have to agree with the things that Mayor Henry's already pointed out.
Yeah, boy, but I worry about, you know, the project and the bridges over Crab Orchard Lake to get this done. I've talked to a lot
of
people about that, and it's a huge pain. I've talked to Congressman Mike Bost about this personally, and there's Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge on the edge. There's going to have to be some lane, some property given up but it's federal. There's all kinds of complications there that'll have to be
knocked down. Senators Durbin and Duckworth are aware of it.
Good.
Congressman Bost is. They're going to have to be on it and be on our side, and they are.
Right.
But we have to keep it in front of mind for them,
sure. Yeah, we used to see that as inevitable, and then those bridges at Crab Orchard are such a huge pain. So what do you think, Mike Abbott?
To answer your question as succinctly as I know how, is I would like to create a mental connection on just, particularly so, if you can use the airlines to do that, between people in the Chicagoland area and here, and just how quick of a trip it actually could be to be in a completely different part of the state with a completely different pace of life, lower cost of living, and extraordinary economic opportunity. And so that's a several-year project to do. But you asked for a little bit of big thinking, and I think that's where, and it's not just Chicago, it could be other big towns, but
right.
We have other places in our own state that, and I'm not just talking about tourism either, I'm talking about opening people's eyes to the economic opportunity that is here. If it's cheaper to live here, it's also cheaper to operate a business.
That's where I was thinking you were going to go, cheaper to operate a business, because we talk about this, and we talked about the Murfreesboro asphalt plant, the announcement in DuCoyne tonight, which we believe to be a hemp processing plant, which is much needed. We need that. We don't need to be shipping our hemp to another state for processing. We want to do it here, make the jobs. And there are always economic opportunities here and employees who know what they're doing. I mean, you see this. I mean, the Williamson County Airport, Veterans Airport, if you're in the know, we have people who travel from all over the world to come to this airport to go to General Dynamics. We don't talk about that because they don't like us talking about that. But, you know, there are some opportunities here that go unappreciated, I think.
Well, you talk about General Dynamics. That's a great organization that's sort of on the outskirts, if you will, of Marion. And because of that, it's sort of out of sight and out of mind. But we have several that way. The prison in Marion is sort of that way. It used to be kind of associated
right.
with Marion. If you travel, they say, oh, that's where the prison's at.
That's where the new Alcatraz is.
Whatever. Yeah, along that line. We have got so many big employers that are a little bit off the beaten path. And like you said, there are people that come here for just those employers. That would really astound the average person, I think, to know where they're from and the frequency in which they come. So I think we need to tap into some of that. Same way with ISIN. If we are so blessed to have ISIN here.
Yes.
And it, too, is just a little bit off of the highway, but there's thousands, literally, of employees there. We need to be tapping into that as a resource and figuring out what we can lure here.
And the VA.
And, you know, our folks in Southern Illinois have a great work ethic, too. And there's a lot of work training going on. Our labor our unions, trades unions, are doing training
more
all
than
the
they
time.
Ever have.
More than they've ever done before. And they almost can't get enough people here sometimes.
Right.
And junior colleges are stepping up. High schools are stepping up and going back into shop classes again. We sort of disappeared for a while. And so we're ready, willing, and able to provide a workforce.
It's interesting, Mike. I was thinking when I listened to you speak, Mike Absher. I had a friend of mine who was University of Georgia, a geriatric physician, and they wanted him to come to the VA in Marion. And they were offering him an extra incentive, if he can, because we were culturally deficit.
Wow.
And I thought about that for a long time, you know, and I just met a physician who came here from LSU, a specialist in cancer, and I got a chance to have dinner with her a couple of weeks back. And, you know, that she said, one of the reasons why I came here is I can do it. They wanted me, and it's a beautiful place to live as compared to where she was. Florida, I think the last one. Getting those people with those skills to come here to grow the area. So, because, you know, it kind of hurts my pride just a little bit when they say they have to pay people extra to come here because we don't have many amenities.
Well, it's interesting you bring this up. This is actually kind of a sub-component of the conversation that we have ongoing, Mayor Henry and I, in Carbondale and Marion in general, is that we need to do a better job of accentuating exactly what cultural amenities that each town has to offer and the towns in between. In
yeah.
other words, what's going on at Shryock? What's going on at the other McLeod Theater? What's going on elsewhere in Carbondale as well as the Marion Cultural and Civic Center, the Pavilion? All the other facilities that are there.
And Walker's Bluff will be one of the new
Bluff
components
will be right
that
in the
plug
mix
right
of that.
In there.
That's absolutely. So there's going to have to be, in my opinion, some coordination in terms of how, again, one example of how we can market to those outside of our area all that our area has. And this is a great example of, in the past, perhaps we would view that as though, well, I'm not going to cross-promote them because that might be hurting us. I do not see it that way at all.
Right. And the people on the wine trail, right? No, we don't cooperate because they're so competitive. There are areas that we can cooperate that would actually work. But we have some catching up to do, and I don't know if you guys remember, there's a published article, Chicago Tribune, the director of the Illinois Tourism Bureau is fired. And why? Because she spent too much money on tourism in Southern Illinois. Why she was fired. It's in the Chicago Tribune article. I think I've got it laying around somewhere. And I'm like, you son of a, you know, I mean, the first thing you think is Shawnee National Forest. We have all these things. Somebody tries to draw attention to it. No. Our tourist hub is Northern Illinois. I'm looking out on some of the most beautiful God's country there is. We've got opportunities.
Yeah. And, you know, we know that when we get people here, it's like when we're recruiting students, when the parents get here. Or we had a consortium of people that represent the junior colleges around Chicago, 77,000 students they represent. And they came here, we met with them, and they said, we just had this idea that this was a real small town area, a little backwards. The university was just a little college. And they toured the labs in the university. They drove all the way. And, of course, the gateway to this corridor we're talking about is Marion. And I tell you what, it's impressive to pull off a 57 and drive through Marion.
And see the bustle.
And all the new developments and that kind of thing. And then down the Route 13 corridor, and you get to Carbondale, and here's this great nationally known research university
right
there. Yep. And there's a lot of assets here. And when people come here, they come back. It happened during the eclipse. People showed up then, and I get emails from them. They come back every year now to ride the bike trails, do the wine trail, and that kind of thing.
Right. So we J.D. Tanner down there, Touch of Nature, working on that trail with the grant money that they've received. There's all kinds of things like this going on. Critical mass, being able to promote the area as a region in cooperation. And I welcome them all as long as I don't find them in my secret fishing spot.
And we need to be positive.
Mike knows what I'm talking about here.
Above all, we need to be positive.
And that's the one right there. And, Mike Abshire is one of the most positive people I've ever met. I kind of envy you a little bit. I can't do it, man. I'm such a cynic.
Well, it's easy to be cynical. And don't mistake for a moment that I don't have my moments. But to speak to, I really don't know the background of the story in the Tribune that you just outlined, but what comes to my mind is it sounds to me like that's a circumstance where politics got in the way of progress. And so what I think the overarching message that we have this morning is that we're doing everything that we know how to get that out of this process and how to make the region thrive as a whole. And I'm absolutely looking forward to that initiative.
And I am too.
I am too.
And I'm glad to have you guys in this morning so that because I'd like to invite you back as things continue to progress. One of the jobs, because we talked, and Mike Henry made me think of this, and I was doing an interview with someone, I don't know, something in Broadcast Magazine somewhere, and they said, what do you do? I said, one of the items that I believe is when people come here to SIU that I am the first impression they get when they pull into town because they hear me before they see us. And that I have a job in that respect. And I've always tried to keep that in mind. So that's one of the reasons why I have to, try to watch that cynicism. Because those first impressions, they last. And if you're coming down here and you listen to this or one of our other radio stations, we want to leave a good impression for people who are coming to join us. Just like you did if anybody's driving down today. Mike Abshire, thanks for coming over.
You bet.
Mike Henry, it's always good to see you, pal.
Good to be here.